In recent years, there's been lots of excitement and publicity about anti-aging research. Researchers from Harvard, Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Stanford, and the University of California, San Francisco, as well as other prestigious institutions, have reported the results of injecting blood serum from young mice into old mice. The bloodstream of the old mice, of course. As one online source wrote, "It's one small step for mouse, one giant leap for mankind. Scientists have discovered the brains and muscles of old mice rejuvenate after they receive the blood serum of younger ones. The protein responsible is also found in humans. The discoveries are the culmination of three separate studies, and if found to apply to humans, will mean that a simple blood serum transfusion can eventually make our brains and muscles as useful as those of teenagers. Yes, that is a remarkable research breakthrough. Transfusion of blood serum, not blood cells, which have potential incompatibility issues, from younger to older people can improve brain and muscle function, and who knows what else. We all know that research findings can sometimes take years or decades to put into practice. When will this remarkable anti-aging therapy become available? Well, actually, very similar anti-aging therapy has been available in Europe since the 1920s and has been available at Tahoma Clinic since 1994. It's called cell rejuvenation therapy. Rejuvenation. Just getting those cells younger and working better. The original version was invented by Dr. Paul Niehans of Switzerland, who used whole fetal animal cells, those are fetal animal cells from specific organs and tissues, injecting them into humans, and was able to demonstrate remarkable improvements in the corresponding organs and tissues. Dr. Niehans started to work with this therapy in the 1920s. That's 1920s. Yeah, not a few years from now. Some of his first patients were young adults who were unusually short. At that time, no one had yet identified the molecule now called human growth hormone, or HGH, which, as everybody knows now, originates in our pituitary glands. But Dr. Niehans and others knew that something in the pituitary gland stimulated growth, even though it hadn't been identified yet. So he very carefully dissected pituitary glands from fetal animals, mostly fetal sheep, by the way, injected them into those unusually short adults, and over the next few months, every one of them grew a few inches with no adverse effects. Now, this isn't quite the same as the serum transfusion. Instead, it's taking the cells, the actual cells themselves, that are in need of a rejuvenation, and taking them from fetal animals and putting them to the adult humans, or I guess you could do it with kids sometimes, but it's usually adult humans. And what do you know? Things work better. One of his most famous treatments was given to a woman in the early 1930s following her surgery for a goiter, which, as everybody knows, is the technical term for a very enlarged thyroid gland. Hers was so large it was choking her, interfering with her breathing, which is why during the 19th and early 20th centuries there were so many goiter surgeries done. Now, despite the discovery of iodine in 1813 by Bernard Courtois and the first demonstration of shrinking goiter with iodine reported by Dr. Jean-François Condé of Geneva, which was the capital of Switzerland, and he reported that in 1820, goiter surgery was common there and in other areas of the world well into the 20th century, including in the American Middle West, which was also referred to by many as the American Goiter Belt. Yes, Dr. Jean-François Condé showed us that we could shrink goiters with iodine in 1820, and yet the surgeries continued for another century. Sometimes it takes us physicians and health authorities a long, long time to learn about safe, natural, effective treatments that were discovered years ago. In this case, it took a century. But that's a story for another time. When this woman, who was in her 50s, first saw Dr. Niehans, she had been told she was only weeks away from death. That's death. People died of this. Because the surgeon who removed the goiter had also removed her parathyroid glands, which was a known hazard of thyroid surgery. Those parathyroid glands are embedded in the thyroid, and they're really dinky, and sometimes the surgeons just missed them and didn't leave them alone. The woman had all the signs of absent parathyroid glands, trembling, shaking, weakness, and a very low blood level of calcium. Death was always the result of having your thyroid gland out and not leaving the parathyroid glands in. But Dr. Niehans disagreed with that verdict. He removed the parathyroid glands from a fetal sheep, injected the still living parathyroid cells into one of the woman's pectoral muscles. Within days, her trembling, shaking, and weakness were all gone. Her serum calcium returned to normal. She lived until her 80s, some 30 years following that one injection. I'm not kidding. You look up the history of Paul Niehans and cell therapy. Dr. Niehans' original therapy used the live fetal cells of one or more organs to, in some cases, replace and in other cases, rejuvenate ailing organs. Now, once cells are removed from a fetal animal, they have a very short remaining lifespan, unless they were injected into a human or another animal really quickly. Those cells do die quickly. So the person must be treated immediately nearby to the surgical removal of those fetal cells, which is why for years everybody was traveling to the Niehans Clinic in Switzerland for this. So, to be able to use this treatment in a location far removed from the fetal animal surgery, the contents of the cells are removed. The contents of the cells contain the DNA, the enzymes, and other rejuvenation factors. Remember, these are from feti that are going to grow. But they don't take root, as a live cell would. And therefore, instead of lasting for 30 years, as they did for the woman with hypoparathyroidism, the effect lasts about 3 to 4 years and not for the rest of a lifetime. Now, that's the version we use at Tahoma Clinic. The contents of fetal animal cells, which of course include all the growth and rejuvenation factors for older adult cells. In a way, it works as young adult serum infused into older adults works by rejuvenating the older adult cellular function. As much as I respect and am grateful for the recent publications from Harvard, Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Stanford, the University of California, San Francisco, and other prestigious institutions, it's my opinion that Dr. Niehans, in the 1920s, is the number one unrecognized pioneer in safe, entirely natural, youthful, rejuvenating factors therapy. If your objective is to maintain the best of health for the next 30, 40, 50 years after menopause, or the equivalent ages for men, then in addition to excellent diet, exercise, individualized diet, specific to you supplementation, and comprehensive bioidentical hormone therapy, consider cell rejuvenation therapy. Only done at Tahoma Clinic. Here's a case since 1994, by the way. Here's a case report of an individual treated with cell rejuvenation therapy at Tahoma Clinic. Mrs. Winters, which of course is not her real name, came in at the urging of her son and daughter. They'd seen the effect of cell rejuvenation therapy in a relative who had gone to Switzerland twice before it became available in the United States. The relative came back looking 10 to 15 years younger. They hoped it would do the same for their mom, now that it was available in the U.S. Mrs. Winters had seen a series of regular medical doctors and alternative medicine doctors and was being treated for diabetes and a mild form of congestive heart failure. She was taking a not overly long list of patent medicines and longer but very appropriate list of supplements. At 78, she was fortunate. Her digestive function tested very close to normal, and her other tests weren't far off. Over the next 3 weeks, Mrs. Winters took a comprehensive cell therapy program with additional emphasis on heart and blood vessels. She started to feel better in about a month. Cell rejuvenation takes about 1 to 3 months to start manifesting its effects. She could walk further and further without getting out of breath. When she went to visit relatives in California a few months later, she was told that she too looked 15 years younger. You can read, if you want to, many additional details about cell rejuvenation therapy approach to anti-aging in my discussions with it about Suzanne Somers, published in her 2009 book Breakthrough, as well as her 2012 book Bombshell. Yes, we did have a discussion about cellular rejuvenation therapy. Cell rejuvenation therapy can be used to target specific areas or problems or as an overall anti-aging age retardation treatment. Let me tell you about another relative who came from Los Angeles to stay with family in early summer, you know, after the sun comes out here in Seattle, which it ultimately will. And she came into the clinic for cellular rejuvenation therapy. Now, she was slightly over 80 when she had that done. And as usual, it took 2 or 3 weeks. And that was early summer. When she went back to California, all of her friends couldn't believe it. They thought she'd had surgery to improve her appearance. Nope, that hadn't happened. Just the cellular rejuvenation therapy. Now, it was rather comprehensive and included many things, but it really made a difference. And being away from all her friends in California, it was much more obvious that she'd had some sort of treatment. Well, anyway, that's cellular rejuvenation therapy. It can be done for weak organs. Just for example, if one has congestive heart failure, injections of the contents of fetal animal heart cells can definitely help to improve it. It's not the only thing, but all by itself, it can be told that it doesn't make a difference. One can do the same to target any organ, such as lungs or kidneys or whatever. Also, one can use overall body-wide cellular rejuvenation therapy. I know a few folks who do that every 3 or 4 years, because remember, since it's not the natural animal cell, because the natural fetal animal cell, because we're not nearby the surgery where they're removed, we can't use those. So it does last for about 3 or 4 years and then needs to be reapplied, but it really does make a difference. Take a look at Suzanne Somers' books, Breakthrough, 2009, Bombshell, 2012. You can also read more about cellular rejuvenation therapy in Green Medicine Newsletter. It's going to be in there in an upcoming issue. Cell rejuvenation therapy, as mentioned, can be used to target specific areas or problems or as overall anti-aging retardation treatment. Just incidentally, folks, it can also be used for certain conditions. One example, chronic hives. If we give at the clinic someone with chronic hives who's had them for quite a while and is getting kind of tired of it and patent medicines aren't working too well, if we use injections of spleen and thymus, so far, in every case, the chronic hives have disappeared. Oh, yes, and stayed disappeared. How's that work? Well, remember, the thymus and the spleen are the master regulators, particularly the thymus, of the immune system. And chronic hives, when a person's breaking out in hives and nobody can figure out what's doing it, they respond quite well to those regulators of the immune system, and the hives could disappear. As far as we know, that's not organ-specific. It's a reaction to something out there. But strengthening the immune system is helpful.